Thank you. Good evening. I'm Dr. Bob with part two of this fabulous jazz concert from historic Lovett Auditorium on the campus of Murray State University. We're broadcasting live tonight on WKMS, Murray State's NPR station, 91.3 FM, and online at WKMS.org. Support comes from contributing listeners and the Kentucky Circuit Clerk's Organ Donor Awareness Program. To become a registered organ donor, simply say yes when you renew your driver's license or register today at trustforlife.org. Everyone can register. Everyone can be hope. Bob Dylan and his band are coming to Murray's CFSB Center Saturday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or at the CFSB Center box office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, the Murray State Jazz Orchestra has taken the stage. They're going to lead us off with a composition that baritone saxophonist Willie Maiden wrote as a member of the Stan Kenton Orchestra, A Little Minor Blues, featuring Murray's Jake Thiede on alto, Tyler Birch of Belleville, Illinois on guitar, David Grubin of Benton on tenor, Shay Pierce of Benton on trombone, and Aaron Smarter, also of Belleville, on trumpet. Thank you. We are WKMS, 91.3 Murray, 92.5 Paducah, and online at WKMS.org. Southern California-based composer, arranger, and band leader Gordon Goodwin has made quite a name for himself with his funky compositions and his big, fat band. That's fat with a PH, folks. The Murray State Jazz Orchestra features its outstanding rhythm section and tenor sax's David Crippen of Benton on Hit the Ground Running.
Thank you.
Arranger Dave Bardoon was only 19 when he penned this classic chart for the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Tonight we feature the MSU Jazz Orchestra's outstanding trombone section, pianist Sarah Arnett of Madisonville, and trumpeter Aaron Sparger of Belleville, Illinois, on My Funny Valentine. Funny Valentine. Sepia Panorama was written as a feature for two of the greatest members of the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1940, revolutionary bassist Jimmy Blanton and the swinging tenor sax of Ben Webster. The Jazz Orchestra now features bassist Colton Burge of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and Taylor Grady of Murray on this Ellington original.
Thank you.
Orchestra. Duke Ellington was one of the first band leaders to feature a band within a band, and tonight the Blue Jazz Combo will keep that tradition alive. But first, let's turn it back to Dr. Trey and Dr. V.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Take some Gunner's Gin. It'll take care of all your worries. Through the lips and over the gums, look out the stomach, here it comes. A smooth drink. Woo!
Have you ever been out on a hot field or on the road with not a tree or hill or building in sight and the sun just beating down until it becomes a physical burden on your back and your shoulders and your head and the air seems too hot to breathe? Have you ever taken your hat off and wiped the sweat off your face with the sleeve of your shirt and fanned yourself a little with your hat and said, maybe even said out loud, "Oh God, what I wouldn't give for a little shade." Well, now you can have that shade when and where you need it most at a price you can afford. McGraken's Portable Shade is a revolutionary new product designed with your comfort in mind. McGraken's Portable Shade, offering you a wide choice of varieties, colors, and textures, you're bound to find the shade that's right for you. From the giant economy roll with its own carrying case that comes in your choice of decorated colors, as well as a new line of plaids, and when unrolled, shades the area the size of a football stadium or an average fairgrounds for a low, low price of $728.32. To the personal pocket size shade in its handy spray can for only 97 cents, plus 2 bus tokens in the cap from a 6-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola, McGraken's Portable Shade is the answer to all your comfort needs. Remember, only God can make a tree, but McGraken's makes Portable Shade, available locally at Ruth Perkins Emporium. And now, back to our program.
Thank you, Dr. Trey and Dr. Gill. And now, the MSU Blue Jazz Combo with David Crippen, Shea Pierce, Aaron Sparger, Colton Burge, Tyler Birch, and Michael Holschuer on Work Song. Thank you. The MSU Blue Jazz Combo with Cannonball Adderley's Workshop. And now, we pause for these very important messages.
That sponsorship was brought to you by the Murray State University Department of Redundancy Department. Please contact us, communicate with us, or otherwise tell us how we may help or serve you in any way possible, or anything that's not possible. We look forward to serving your every need, your every want. Please call us on the telephone or a similar telephonic device. Whenever you're confused, contact the Murray State University Department of Redundancy Department. Goodbye and farewell.
And now, the spot announcement. Thank you, Spot.
Wow. We are WKMS 91.3 Murray, 92.5 Paducah, and online at WKMS.org. Support comes from contributing listeners and Bazan Communications, publisher of Paducah Life magazine and The Wedding Book. The current edition of Paducah Life takes a look at musician J.D. Wilkes' art, Tillman graduate Brian Hall's Super Bowl experience, and Aaron Henley's makeup artistry. Advertising and subscription information online at PaducahLife.com. We are so close, just $10,000 left to the spring goal. Keep WKMS fresh and full of useful information and entertaining music. Help finish up the $130,000 goal in community support. Mail in your pledge card or click the red Contribute Now button at WKMS.org. You're keeping your signal going when you give. When Woody Herman and his orchestra performed on this very stage in 1981, the band included several emerging jazz stars, including trombonist John Fetchock, tenor saxist Frank DeBerry, and pianist John Otto, who composed our next selection, which features trombonist Shea Pierce and David Crippen. Hang on for the North Beach Breakdown.
Thank you.
Swinger that really needs no introduction, but we should tell you that it features Joel Hettenhausen of Highland, Illinois on the drums in the role of Gene Krupa.
Thank you.
Dancing. A Lou Prima composition with Joel Hettenhausen at the drums. And now we pause for a brief message.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, James Shoes, our normal announcer for Guzzler Gin, is unable to be here for our last commercial announcement, but he did write us a letter. It reads, I had 12 bottles of Guzzlers in my cellar, and my wife told me to empty the contents of each and every bottle down the sink or else. So I proceeded with that unpleasant task. I withdrew the cork from the first bottle and poured the contents down the sink, with the exception of one glass, which I drank. I extracted the cork from the second bottle and did likewise, with the exception of one glass, which I drank. I then withdrew the cork from the third bottle and poured the whiskey down the sink, with the exception of one glass. I pulled the cork from the fourth sink and poured the bottle down the glass, which I drank. I pulled the bottle from the cork of the next and drank one sink of it, and then threw the rest down the glass. I pulled the sink out of the next glass, bottled the drink, and drank the pour. When I had everything emptied, I steadied the house with one hand, counted the bottles, corks, glasses, and sinks with the other, which were 29. And when the house came by again, I counted them. I finally had houses and bottles and corks, glasses and sinks counted, except one house and one sink, which I drank. We'll send your best wishes to poor Jim. Now, back to the band.
Thank you very much, Dr. Trey and Dr. Wick. For the last hour and a half, you've been hearing Swing Into Spring from beautiful and historic Lovett Auditorium here at the campus of Murray State University. We've been featuring the Murray State University Jazz Band, Blue Jazz Combo, and Jazz Orchestra. How about a round of applause for our student musicians? And of course, the evening is under the direction of our maestro, Dr. Todd Hill. Take a bow, maestro. Thanks also to our cast, Mark Welch. Bob Valentine and Doc McGahee. And of course, the engineers and producers up there at Radioland at WKMS putting this on the air, and the personnel here at Lovett Auditorium. And now, for our final selection of the evening, the Jazz Orchestra features its rhythm section along with tenor saxophonist David Crippen on a chart that was recorded by the late Stan Kenton and his orchestra. It incorporates a grooving Latin beat and the saxophones doubling on flutes. Here's Mark Taylor's Samba de Hops.
Thank you.
How about a hand for these following senior students graduating out? Tyler Hart, hold your hand up. Anthony Darnell. And after 7 years in the Jazz Orchestra, James Kyle Dameron, my graduate assistant. Graduating seniors from the jazz band, Ashley Bowes and Barry Sharp. A special thanks to our announcers and entertainers, technical wizard Justin Patton, Tracy Ross, and the whole cast at STAMS, our lovely Sigma Alpha Iota. Applause, ladies. The entire crew of Lovett Auditorium for helping to make this very special evening possible. How about a hand for everybody? The combo's gonna lay a little chameleon on you. How about some combo while we're taking it out? Come on, cheer it in.
This is WKMS-FM 91.3 HD1 in 2 Murray, WKMD 90.9 FM HD1 in 2 Madisonville, and WKMT 89.5 FM Fulton. We are Murray State University's NPR station. I hope you've enjoyed Swing Into Spring, tonight's jazz performance from Lovett Auditorium on the campus of Murray State University. World Cafe returns tomorrow evening at 7. We'll have NPR News coming up in just a moment, and then Cafe Jazz. Thanks for listening this evening to Swing Into Spring on your public radio home, WKMS. Have a great night.